Agriculture groups are happy now that the Water Resources Reform and Development Act has finally been signed into law, but National Corn Growers Association President Martin Barbary says there's still some work to be done.
We're thrilled that word got passed again. We've not had a word of bill in several years. Obviously, now the concern is we got to get it funded as far as the locks and dam projects are concerned. We've been trying to get the barge fuel tax increase, trying to work that in. We didn't get it in the WERDA conference report, but yet we still think there's a way to get it in there. I mean, it's a fee that the industry is willing to pay to help fund these upgrades, which are so sorely needed.
American Farm Bureau Federation transportation specialist Andrew Walmsley says they're pleased with the bill overall and anxious to see much-needed updates completed.
This water bill is very holistic. It's not just our inland waterways, but it's our ports, which are critical for trade and farmers being able to export their products. Overall, the bill does a lot, both from environmental streamlining to project approvals, of allocating funding where it should be going in regards to the importance of our inland waterways and our ports. When you look at locks and dams in this country, some were built back in the 20s. And so it's time to make sure that we put our priorities in the right place when we have a system that is so beneficial.
The Olmsted Project to update locks and dams on the Ohio River, which has been ongoing since 1995 and is billions over budget, has been draining dollars from the Inland Waterways Trust Fund. But Waterways Council Senior Vice President Deborah Colbert says that changes in the new bill.
Changing the cost share for the remaining cost of the Olmsted Project, it will be funded 85% from general funds and 15% from the Inland Waterways Trust Fund. That was formerly a 50-50 match. That will free up about $105 million a year to fund those other trust fund priority projects.
And Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois, who was on the conference committee for the bill, says there's another funding mechanism in the legislation.
The provision that I'm most proud of is the public-private partnership language authored by my colleague Sherry Bustos and me that is going to allow for another opportunity to fund large projects in the same manner that countries that don't have inland waterway trust funds or harbor maintenance trust funds have. And I'll give you one example, Barbados. They're building a great port project with a public-private partnership, and we need that option in America, too.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.